This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Is that better? Yeah, there you go. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And hey, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, there's so much going on up there. And there are smarter people than I in there as well. So you want to get involved with them? God, I hate when it does that. There you go. Now I can hear me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Really, seriously. And head up to the website. I mean, head up to the Facebook page. Got live, what is it they call it? Streaming? Feed. A live feed up there that you can get involved with and smarter people than I. I'm telling you, there's going to be smarter people than I am. Xander Gibb is going to join us after the first break. And we'll see what he has to say about what's going on there with Trump's appointments or requests for appointments or whatever you want to call them. So listen, I'm so tired of this. These guys on the left, and I'm not even talking about the protesters. I'm talking about the left wing hacks, the ones that are out there screaming about how bad these choices are. You know, I'm watching these guys today, and they're talking about Sessions and how he's against immigration. No, you moron! He's against illegal immigration. Illegal. He's not against immigration as a whole. See, this is what you let him get away with this stuff. You know, if all of you who actually voted for Donald Trump, if you guys if you guys would put some pressure on these people, use the proper terminology, you'd get some changes. I'm serious. I'm not joking. You would definitely get some changes. So, you know, and they're out there. And again, they're calling, they have had a problem with every one of his choices. What, Secretary of Defense? He's talking about putting Petraeus back in, which I think is great. Now, the first thing, you know what the first thing the left does? Well, hasn't he been in trouble before for, I don't know if this is, I'll keep it clean. I don't know if this is like, shows you what, how big of a spine that they have. How's that? How stupid they are? I don't know. So they're actually getting on Trump's case for calling out Petraeus because he's been accused, or he pled guilty, if you would, to, was it Petraeus? Am I getting confused? Anyway, he's had his troubles.
Petraeus?
Yeah. He's had his troubles with security and a few other things. So, yeah, with the girlfriend, I know. You know, see what women make you do. So he gets it. Well, so he gets in trouble for having a couple of emails in his top desk drawer. And they actually have the guts to come out and say he's not qualified. Why? Because he had government emails sitting in a drawer in his house office, whatever it was. What?
2 years probation for providing classified information to a woman with whom he was having an affair.
Okay. So he got 2 years probation. Okay. And he didn't really even provide it to her. They were, anyway. But I guess the 33,000 emails that made their way across the world didn't matter. I guess all the stuff that was going back and forth, I guess the fact that a maid was printing up classified documents, that was okay, right? That was cool. Nobody's got a problem with that. So these hypocrites are making me nuts because, they're calling, the Trump voters were homophobic and racist. Weren't these the same racists and homophobes that voted for Obama? Because remember, some of these people even said, I voted for Obama before, now I'm voting for Donald Trump. Because he gave us bupkis. Nothing. So I guess they weren't racist as long as they were voting for Obama. But now that they're voting for Trump, they're major league racist, right? And then every one of the left-wing hacks is out there talking about how this person is not pro-illegal immigration enough, not pro-LGBTQ enough. I'm going to use, in the immortal words of Barack Hussein Obama, you lost. Get over it. Your ideals lost. The people did not vote for the Republican Party. I'm sorry. I'm a Republican. My Republican friends are going to get upset. They did not vote because they're in love with the Republican Party. If they did, many of those Dems that voted for Donald would have switched registration before they voted. Now, wouldn't they? No. They voted against your ideas. They no longer are lined up with you. You are not helping them. They don't want illegals coming in anymore. They want work. They want jobs. Think about it. They're complaining that the new guy that the people voted for, the guy who campaigned on totally different ideas than theirs, got elected. See, this shows you how out of touch they still are. They still have no clue as to why they lost. Anybody disagree with that? Still none. Not a one. It's for them to admit defeat or to admit that the base that they stand on doesn't work, right? Just totally foreign to them. Sandra Gibbs is going to join me after the break, as he does every week, and we're going to talk about some of these issues that you see happening. Anyway, remember, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee, get yourself a snack or something, whatever, and come on back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
I said that in 1977 on the last day of school.
Yeah.
I was done. Nobody's going to tell me what to do, Nomo. And then last night, as I was working through some stuff, by the way, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, Dazed and Confused came out. I love that movie. That movie, that could have been them following, I won't tell you which character I was, but that could have been them following me around on the last day of school. When I graduated from high school. No, I don't think my parents saw me for 3 days. But, you know, they knew I was alive. I think they were getting the phone calls. Anyway, I'm Trouble Senior. I was listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on. I want to bring another troublemaker on with me. I always enjoy when he's on with me, too. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, host of X-Rad. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir. How is as the world would be.
I think it's, so far, I think it's wonderful. I'll let you know as the day goes on. Hey, so you, I won't ask you what year you graduated. Did you, you didn't, because you're a lot younger than I am.
I'm 35, so I'm not sure how old you are.
I'm 106. I graduated in 77, you know, at the height of disco, bell bottoms, that whole thing, right? Silk shirts. Come on, there's a picture for you, right?
Yeah, I've seen those pictures on your page.
Ooh, okay, we're not sharing those. Anyway, the so last night that movie Dazed and Confused came on. And I whenever that's on, I can't tear myself away from it because it truly is like the last, my last day of school. And so I always get the biggest kick out of that movie. Anyway, you didn't call in to talk about my glory days. We called in to talk about all the wonderful things going on. You know, have you noticed the uptick in how the left is screaming about every appointment, every person going in to see Mr. Trump and all of that? They're just going out of their minds. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think it's to be expected. I mean, you know, Jesus could walk into Trump Tower and the Dems would have problems. He does far too many miracles.
Yeah, he's too many boundaries. Yeah, too many don'ts. You know.
Yeah, and his father gets involved too much. You know, yeah. We can't have that.
Yeah, it's always good. But no. But I think the thing I get mad about, and I just went off about it a little while ago, was. I think the things that they're screaming about are not necessarily the person, but they're talking about, like, you know, Sessions is too anti-immigration. No, actually, you idiot, he's anti-illegal immigration. You know, you go down the whole list and you say to them, hey, you know what? You lost. Your principles lost. The way you want to go, approach things, lost. That's what lost. Tell me if you think I'm wrong here. I don't think the Republicans won. I think... we're tired of what you're doing, it's not working, and you won't change, and you won't listen to us, or we're voting for them.
Yeah, definitely. I think America spoke, and basically what they were saying was, we've had enough, and this is the way that we want to go now. And actually, it's interesting, I wasn't on the Trump train from day one. I waited until, he was the nominee. I didn't think that he was... I didn't like him, basically, because, I'd seen him on the TV, and he was this guy that shouts at people and says bad things. But when you actually get away from the TV character, I actually really like him now. I'm actually really have a newfound respect for him. And I think he's going to do a very good job, because he doesn't like to fail. He doesn't like to do things badly. And that can only be to America's benefit, surely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was not, but you and I have talked for a long time, and I've always said to you, it's that winning New York, in your face kind of attitude that people find distasteful. Right. I mean, do we want a president? You and I have talked about this before too. Do you want a humble president, or do you want somebody who's going to take the bull by the horns and make it work?
Well, let's face it. For the past 8 years, we've had a president and an administration that is not really about doing the best for America. They've cared more about how we look to the world than how well we progress as a nation. And I think we've appeared weak to the world. And I think that a lot of people are going to be very afraid now with Donald Trump at the helm, because he doesn't take any prisoners, does he?
No, he doesn't. And then, go back to the Reagan days. I mean, some of them have said that he kind of reminds them of Reagan in some ways. It's a take no prisoners attitude. And they try to lighten up the fact that the Iranian hostages were let go the day Reagan was sworn in. And they said, Jimmy Carter was already working on that, and that was ready to come to fruition. Really? Then why did they do it that day? Tell me why it happened that day. You know why? Because he sent a message from what I've read ahead of time going, look, this nonsense stops when I become president. That would scare me enough. I would even give him people that weren't his, just to make sure I had my bases covered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mother. Take her now.
That's right. Please. Ba-dum-ba-tsh. I'll be here all week. So anyway, I look at that stuff, and it's almost like I kind of agree with you. It's natural for them to be pouty and push back. And all, but I think when they are making our case, they are making us stronger. The longer they go on with the protests, the longer they call out every one of his appointments as negative and bad for the country. As long as they keep going down that road, I think they're making their case even worse. They won't. Now, we haven't talked in a week, so you've watched what's been going down for a week. Today is Friday. It's been how many days now since the election? Seven? Six? Whatever? What?
Ten.
Okay. So we've had 10 days with the since the election, and these people still don't know what went wrong. The Dems still haven't figured out what went wrong for them, right?
One word. Hillary.
I don't know what happened. You know, I mean, that's kind of where they're at, and it's like, look at the numbers, look at the flyover states, look at the people you ignored. When you have Dems and Union Democrats voting for Donald Trump, you have screwed up big time, have you not?
Yeah, I definitely think you have, and you know, not that I want to tread on Obama's legacy. I want to laugh every time I hear that. But let's face it, she had nothing new to offer. She just wanted to take the same old that Obama was doing, and stretch it out and put by Hillary at the bottom. And if things have gone that badly in these last 8 years, the last we need is more of the same. And I think that the American people finally saw through that. And they said, no, we're not having this anymore. We actually deserve better. And all these people that say that using the phrase "making America great again" is unpatriotic. That's absolutely not true. You know, we've had a messed up country for 8 years. I mean, it's got progressively worse. You know, over the past 20. But the reason why 20 to 30 years ago we were so prosperous is because we had leaders that actually knew what they were doing and had that kind of, you know, take no prisoners attitude.
Hey, listen, we gotta go for a quick break. People, hang in with us. We got a few minutes to commercials. We'll be right back. Xander Gibb joins me from X-Red. And we're still going to go through some of the issues the left is still crying about. Hey, did you bring your safety pin? Never mind. We'll be right back. What the? Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I laugh because I get to talking to the guests and I forget we're coming back in. And I hear that music going, wait a minute, they don't play disco music on this station. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Send this to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Get them involved in a conversation. You know what we're going to wake these people up is to get them involved. Seriously. Anyway, every week I have Xander Gibbon with me. I always enjoy his time with me. Xander's the host of his own show called X-Rad. Xander, where do they find your show?
Oh, weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You can find us on Facebook Live and at XanderGibb.com.
So, Xander, you've lived in England for a while, correct? I want to make sure I have my facts correct.
I did, yeah.
Okay. And now you've been in America for a while. So,
yeah, I've been back about 14, 15 years.
Okay, so you know the difference between the American flag and the British flag. And you know, I don't know if the Brits have the same kind of patriotism that we do or they feel the same way we do. I know a lot of them are very proud of their country, but you know, you still have a patriotism of some sort, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so what would you think of a school district that said in Lincoln, Nebraska, now you know, I mean, this is like the heartland of America, Lincoln, Nebraska, where students at a public school were told they could not fly the American flag after the election because it might cause a problem, might make people feel bad, might start a fight. So, okay, this is an article written by Todd Stearns who said, several of my astute readers sent me a link to a story in the pages of the Lincoln Journal Star. It was titled, Safety Concerns Prompt School to Ask Students Not to Fly Flags. On Veterans Day, someone had pulled Old Glory off a flagpole on a student's pickup truck at the Career Academy. It's unclear who was responsible for desecrating the flag, but the owner of the truck was concerned about a potentially disruptive climate. So, because we had an idiot, it's the minority we're always dealing with. We had one idiot do something bad to a flag. The school decided they couldn't deal with this. We're in America. The school's on American land. They're protected by, I won't say American soldiers, but Americans in uniform, you know, police, all paid for American tax dollars, and you can't fly the flag because somebody might feel bad. Are we serious here or what?
You've got me wanting to run for my safe space now. I mean, not the American flag. You know, the symbol of our freedom, and you know, one of the items that's got the blood of so many on it. You know, how dare we want to kind of, you know, show it off and be patriotic about it? I'm sick of BS like this, Joe. And ultimately, I kind of think it's so anti-American. And you know, when if you see people burning the flag and things like that, and people say it's freedom of speech. No, that's not freedom of speech. That's downright disrespect. You know, people have died for that flag. People have died for the right for it to be flown. And if people want to, you know, refuse to put it up, and because, let's not offend anybody. You know, this is America, and I think people have forgotten that. And if we want to fly our flag, we should be able to do that. If we want to sing, if we want to pray in schools, we should be able to do that. You know, the president said the other day, he said, I don't think there should be an issue about children praying in school. I mean, I'm just glad we're taking our country back, and if you don't like it, you know, I hear Mexico is very welcoming.
Oh, no. Canada's much better. I'm hearing from all the stars that Canada seems to be a better place to go, but they're not racist at all. Anyhow, hey, let me give a hello to Connie out of Minneapolis, and
hey, Connie.
Hey, Connie, and then Jerry out of Florida. Hey, so here's my. I think I'm gonna have some T-shirts made up. Okay, I think we should. If you haven't offended anybody today, you're not doing your job. What do you think? Can we sell those?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to make a difference. And if I offend you along the way, you know, I'm actually not sorry, because I don't go out to deliberately offend people. But some people are so easily offended. But you know why this is, don't you? For the past 20 years, we've been so politically correct. You mustn't say that because it might offend someone. You mustn't do this because it might offend someone. You mustn't wear this because it might offend someone. This is America, people.
This is America. We've been offending people for over 250 years now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is
nuts. That's what my grandmother used to say, Joe. If you don't like it, then don't book.
Change the channel. Go somewhere else. You know, it really is that simple. Just go somewhere else. It makes me nuts that these people that want to complain about the American flag, they want to complain about what America stands for, the oppressive country of the United States. Sure, then leave. Here's the thing. Here's my mindset. The IQ of these people who complain about this country must be like a -7, okay? Because I don't know about you, but when I go to a class, I go to a restaurant, you know, I sign up for something, I go rent a car. If I don't like it, I take it back. I leave. I don't go there again.
Me too. You vote with your feet, and I think that's ultimately what you must do. You see, I just think we've been fed this liberal lie for 20 years that you know, we must do this and we must do that. It's almost kind of like a psychological way of making us conform, and I don't agree with that either. I don't think that's acceptable to tell us that we must do this or be this or think like this in order to be a good American. You act within your own conscience, and you don't let people tell you what you need to do to be a good person. It's between you and God at the end of the day, you know?
You know, Daniel on Facebook says, if you aren't proud of our flag or of our country, if you think it's so terrible, find somewhere else to go. And here's the deal. Yes, you have the right, as you said earlier, you have the right to protest and to not like some of the things the country's doing. I don't like everything this country does, and I might not even be on the same page as you or somebody else that's listening or not listening, right? But the same token is, if I hate everything it does, and I don't think I can change it, I don't get involved like that bonehead football player who complain, and then you find out he's not even registered to vote, he won't even participate in the process. You know, those are the people I give absolute. They aren't American. They're not involved in the American. They may have been born here, but are they really involved in the American process? You know, I've always had this struggle. I've talked to people about where you get these spies. They're born here in America. They're American. They're, you know, they're born on our soil, and then they become spies for another country, and they give away all our secrets. Are they American? I say no.
No. No. And you know, these people that go off to fight with ISIS that have got American citizenship, don't let them back in. Don't let them reaccess their bank account. You make your choice. You stick with it. And you know, if it's that bad here, you know, I laughed last week when social media, all over social media was saying Muslims all over America are saying that they're going to leave. Bye-bye. You know, you're actually in a country that gives you freedom of speech. You think you're going to be able to be given that choice in wherever you want to go?
Islamabakistan? Yeah. No, you're not going to get it there at all. No, not at all. Yeah. And I love these people coming. You know, it's really funny. They come here and, you know, they say 52%, and I don't know if these numbers are true, so I don't want anybody to take it and run with it, but they say like 52% of the Muslims living in this country say that they would like to see Sharia law replace the Constitution. I'm thinking, then go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, why leave?
Why did you come here?
Sharia law is in the first place. If you want to live in a country where Sharia law is, then why leave where you're from? And here's the thing. This has been kind of a real misinformation. You know, people think that the things Donald Trump has said about Muslims are about kind of people that are born here. If you're born here and you happen to be a Muslim and you obey the law and pay your taxes, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. But the Muslims that do have something to worry about are the ones that want to blow us up and to make changes to our way of life. Because, you know, we're quite happy with what we've got here. You know, it's worked for 250 years. We don't need you to come along and tell us how to change it or what to do to kind of make it different. Because it's worked pretty much for 250 years.
Yeah, I feel the same way you do. I don't know.
But someone calls racist for that joke. Do you know that? And I think that's a standard. Why does that make me a racist to have pride in my own country?
Well, you know what? You know, it's really funny. I don't know if you saw the protesters. I think it was in Chicago. And a lot of them had signs that said, patriotism is, what was it? Patriotism is racism. That's what it was. Patriotism is racism. And I'm thinking, all right, we have a real problem here because they don't even understand the basic English language. They're out there using words that they don't know what they mean. And that's our fault. As parents, as you know, guardians of education, as I am in some place, it's our fault. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Hang in there. A couple of minutes of commercials. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs is going to stay with me. We got a lot more to deal with. He better learn how to talk faster. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the classroom, in the chat room, or the Facebook feed live, or whatever. You know what? I am too old for this stuff. You should be listening. I don't get the video thing at all, but hey, whatever. It makes people happy. I am Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests, Andrew Gibb, joins me as he does every week. We deal with the issues of the day from several different viewpoints, and Xander has a show called X-Rad. Xander, how can they find your show, and even some of the stuff that you post and talk about and that kind of thing?
Everything's in one central place, XanderGibb.com, the book, the CD, the show, everything.
Hey, did you hear, did you hear the North Korean, what's the North Korean dictator's name? What is it?
Oh, Kim Chung Fat Boy.
There you go. Well, see, now you had to go there, right? Well, they just made an official request of the Chinese government to stop referring to him as fat in the propaganda they're sending out.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't really understand the term propaganda, no, do they?
Well, clearly not, but I'm thinking of getting Donald Trump to do something similar when he takes office. I think he should say to all of these Democrats that they get nasty with me on social media saying, you have to stop referring to Xander Gibbs as fat. He's Rubenesque.
Really? Is that a real word?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, you're into the entertainment world and all. By the way, with all due respect, Xander, I probably like about 90% of the stuff that you like and we talk about. I watched Margaret Cho last night. I'm going to get you in trouble now. And I remember in her early days, I liked her because she did a lot of the jokes around the Asian community. Actually, she started her show off last night doing jokes around the Asian community. Okay. And then for the rest of the show, we had to talk about female body parts and male body parts. That was the rest of the show. And I'm going, okay, this, apparently she appeals to some people. This just doesn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like a lot of the comedians nowadays, not just her, a lot of the comedians have gone to that. Everything is of the sexual nature, with the exception of guys like, you know, Gaffigan, who, you know, it's all family jokes, and people who've got large families really relate to him and that kind of stuff. I mean, do you have any insight for me as to why that is, why they feel they have to go down that road?
Well, I think it's just very easy. You know, as you may or may not know, you know, I have a background in stand-up comedy, and my style kind of has really changed, and I had to challenge myself, because I think as a Christian, I can't be up there talking about body parts and dirty jokes and things like that.
And you can still get a laugh, right?
Clever. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're clever, you can actually make people laugh without saying what you really mean. And that's harder, but it's just an easy go-to talk about, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of Italian comedians that I get the biggest kick out of because they talk about the craziness in the large Italian families, you know, on the weekends and holidays and that kind of stuff. And it gets you rolling. John Panay, he just died, poor guy. He was like 400 pounds. I mean, people got nervous when he got on stage. But, you know, his stuff was clean. It was always funny. It was self-deprecating. It was, you know, he just was a clean, funny guy. Made lots of money, so you don't have to be dirty or nasty to do it. Is it just because it's more acceptable? Is it because you said it. It's because it's easy, right?
It's so much easier. And, you know, I have to say Margaret Cho's defense. You know, I know Margaret Cho. I know Margaret Cho personally. You know, you look at her social media feed, and she's very political, and it's very hard to separate from the two. And, you know, you and Tammy and I were talking about this last week. You know, when you see people that you are a fan of kind of talking in certain ways, it kind of turns you off. You know, you don't want to watch their stuff anymore.
Right.
But I've always been convinced that my audience will find, your audience will find you.
Right.
You know, you've gone out there and said, hey, come and listen to my show. You know, people have found you, whether that be by word of mouth or whatever. But you have to set your stage very, very early on. You know, I even had to clean up, when I started doing the show, I had to clean up my Facebook and my Twitter. You know, a lot of it was very kind of, a lot of it was very risque. But I had to choose what kind of broadcaster I wanted to be. And I don't want to be, you know, I mean, I joke on the show, you know, that's part of my shtick. But it doesn't have to be about body parts and,
no,
you know.
No. I agree with you in full. So apparently a mall Santa lost his job for telling a little girl that Hillary Clinton was on his naughty list. How do you even get there? Right? A little girl jumps up on his lap and says, Santa, can you make it so Hillary Clinton is president? Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Possibly.
But
yeah, he said, I'm not a miracle worker, little girl. Go away.
And that was in Florida, and it was a 10-year-old girl. And anyway, it was all over the news down there, I guess. The mom told the mall manager that she brought two of her children to see Santa on Tuesday night, and the station reporter said that as her daughter was sitting in Santa's lap, he told her that she was on his nice list and then asked her if she knew who was on his naughty list. Okay, so he kind of poked and prodded her, which probably wasn't the right thing to do.
No, and then, but I hope he meant it he's fired, and that they boycotted him and blacklisted the venue.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they did. Hey, Kanye West came out and said that he voted for Donald Trump, or would have voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Really?
He said he wouldn't. I mean, that's a great endorsement, isn't it?
Isn't it? I'm glad he didn't come out ahead of time and say that.
It's kind of like, I wouldn't want his endorsement. I mean, you know, look who his wife is. Let's face it.
Yeah. All these stars that come out, these celebrities, whatever you want to call them, I don't even know what to call them anymore, but all these celebrities that come out, and do we care? I mean, Miley Cyrus? She is. She's like a ball of blubber for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, have you seen that snotty nose video? It's like, you know, I need an interpreter. I was actually saying on the show today, they should send some people like her to Mexico. Antonio was saying they should have holes in the wall where people can kind of sneak through. And I'm like, even better, get this big catapult and kind of put her in. So she's just kind of like elevated over the wall into Mexico. But then, you know, I made the point, what has Mexico ever done to us to deserve Miley Cyrus?
Okay, all right. I'd like to see her go do a concert in, like, Dubai or Iran. Yeah, Bosnia would be good, too. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, let her call them out for being, backwards and this and that and the other thing. I mean, these stars, these celebrities, and even the regular people, they really don't know how good they have it here. They don't know what would happen to them if they went to some of these other countries and tried to pull the crap they pull here. Look at that guy that's just got, 15 years in North Korea? Right? He's a young kid, and people here are going, well, come on, he's just a kid. He really doesn't know what he's doing. He went to a communist country. He went to a country that, unless he's been in a coma for the last 21 years of his life, right, that he should have known what was going on there. He should have known what those people were like. And the loons here on the left are feeling bad for him. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for him. Am I cold-hearted?
No, because if you go to places, I had a friend, I've been to Dubai, and a friend was saying to me after, oh, you shouldn't go there, a friend of mine, a white woman from the UK, was arrested because she refused to cover up and was going around the streets in shorts and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it's terrible, but if you go to somewhere, you have to kind of live by their rules, really.
Okay, but part of that is having respect and appreciation. We don't have a lot of our young people. You get mad at me when I do broad brush. I'll say a lot of our young people don't understand what respect for other people's laws and rules and customs are. They don't even take the time to check it out to see what the laws and rules and customs are in other. I don't even leave my bunker anymore because I don't know what the laws and rules and customs are in my own city.
Exactly. Exactly. Some states you're not allowed to take cheese across the border, are you? Okay. I mean,
no, you can't take. Yeah, you can't do it in California. Careful. Yeah, you can't take booze across. I mean, you can't take fruit across the border in California. And coming into California, going out, they don't care. You take as much as you want.
Booze or food or both?
Maybe both. I don't know. I had the booze in my mind because I grew up in Massachusetts, and you couldn't buy booze in New Hampshire and take it over the border. They'd get very upset with you.
When I lived in London, my neighbor was from Jamaica, and every time they went to Jamaica, they always brought me back this bottle of rum and fresh mangoes. And they had to smuggle the mangoes in because you're not allowed to bring fresh fruit through the border. I mean, what is it? You know, it's a fact issue? What the heck is it?
Yeah, they say it's insects. I think they're just nuts. I'm sorry. I just think that there's something wrong with these people.
Yeah.
They got nothing better to do. You know what I'm saying? And I've decided that I am all for a solid wall as long as it goes up the state line between California and Nevada and all of that. You know where I'm going with this? We just take it right. I'm willing to give up the West Coast. I'm willing to give up the Pacific Ocean if we can keep the loons over on this side of the world.
I think Donald Trump has got a real good handle on this immigration issue.
I do too.
Because the issue for so long has been about, you know, securing the borders, and he's going to do that, and he's going to sort immigration out too. I'm his number one fan right now. Yeah. You know,
I know, and you were
call me to thank me for my help.
And some night we need to talk about this.
Yeah,
we got to go. We're done. We got to talk about this some night because you were not on the Trump train. You were hesitant. You were actually even upset that this was your first choice as a voting Republican. Hey, I'm Rob Jobin, senior host, listening to Rail Side. That was Xander Gibb, and again, he joins me every week. If you want to hear him, we'll put his information up on the website. Don't go far from my Facebook friends. You got to reset at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. It's just the way it is. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You'll listen to the Rail Side on the Genesis Communication Network.